Santoya.
Santoyo. They always spelled it out Santoya in high school.
Excuse me. So,
my name is Jose Manuel Santoyo. I grew up at 512 South 13th Street, Corsicana, Texas, right down the road, right behind Connor Shoe Bakery. I grew up in high school. I went to Navarro College. After that, I ran into a wall because I was undocumented and I couldn't transfer to a university. So what I did is I went to Dallas, and recently I had the opportunity to go to SMU. And I'm studying in the Embry Human Rights Program. And I'm also doing some business classes, as y'all can see by my backpack that I carry around very proudly, from the SMU Cox Business School, one of the highest ranked business schools in the nation. And I am very proud to say that I grew up in this town and that my family lives here, that my mother lives here. My mother, who is an undocumented immigrant, who brought five children to the US in 2001, who bought a house here in Corsicana, who raised us here, and who now has three children who are all enrolled in a college or university. I'm here because of the raids that happened 3 weeks ago. The strength of our community has not been depleted, even though antagonistic comments have circulated in the discourage of on immigration. The problem in counter-arguments is that even though raids are not a new concept, the community critically needs a healthy dialogue surrounding this issue. This has been overdue since the first raid in 2013, the first major raid. There is often too much to say when the facts are relevantly not known to someone so unapologetic about their assessments. And I'm speaking about Thomas McNutt, Vice President of Collins Shoe Bakery, who called us criminal illegal aliens, a company that hires undocumented immigrants. I know because I was one of those immigrants that worked in his company. The reason we are here is because ICE is a liability to our city. When they go around pulling over citizens, when they bang on a pastor's door, a pastor who was here last week, who has been a pastor for over 20 years, who is a legal US citizen in this country, they become a liability because you never know what could happen. You never know what could happen to that person. Over 293 localities across the US, which are 29 cities and 264 counties, have restricted the extent in which they collaborate with immigration during this process. They pass legislation called the Trust Act, or some sort of form of that type of legislation. And so today, I want to bring forward this legislation. It was written by the National Immigration Research Legal Research Center. They've implemented this in, like I mentioned, in over 260 counties and cities. And we believe that Corsicana can do the same thing. Our taxpayer dollars should not be invested in ICE operations. They should be invested in helping the community be safer. We need to build trust between the police and the community once again, and this is what it's going to do it. And so I'm going to leave this with you here today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you leave that with Ginger?